Life is not perfect. You don't always get what you want. But you do see a lot of people who have what you want. Living in Miami is a constant reminder of all the things others have that I don't have. Someone always has something bigger and better. Now, I must confess that sometimes I find myself criticizing those who have what I want. And on occasion, I've even criticized other pastors because they lead a bigger organization than the one I lead. And like it or not, that's because I've allowed jealousy to settle into my heart. Now, jealousy says, God owes me. See, as you compare your life to others, you think, I deserve better, a better home, a better job. I deserve a better life. But since your life was given to you by God, then He is the reason why you don't have the things you believe that you so much deserve. So, it's God's fault. God owes me a better life. You see, when you allow jealousy to lodge in your heart, it has an adverse impact on every one of your relationships, especially your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Now, the solution to jealousy is to thank God for what you have and to celebrate the people that have what you want. Instead of begrudging what they have, instead of criticizing them, and celebrate what they have. Yes, we tend to celebrate them, but for the wrong reasons, we want to celebrate their failures. Me personally, I no longer criticize those who have bigger and better and never hope for them to fail. What I do is celebrate their success, and I actually pray that God will continue to bless them because I've lived long enough to know that no one likes to be around a jealous person. So, as Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, we're blasted by anger, swamped by rage, but who can survive jealousy? Don't give jealousy any space in your heart. Remove it by thanking God for what you have and celebrate what He has allowed others to have.